Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Mario Ritter, Jr. This program is designed for English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English. On today's program, Ana Mateo tells about a project aiming to map all the cells of the human body. I have a story about a mysterious Argentinian animal making a home in Dubai. John Russell presents the science report on new space research. Then, the lesson of the day. But first,
researchers have created an early version of a map of some of the human body's cells. The human body has an estimated 37.2 trillion cells. Each type of cell has a unique job. Knowing each cell's job can help scientists better understand health and diseases such as cancer. The work is part of the Human Cell Atlas Project. The effort began in 2016. It involves researchers around the world. The group, called a consortium, plans to release a more complete atlas in 2026 by mapping cells from 18 organs and body systems. These include the skin, heart, and breasts. Some of the researchers published their findings on bone development in embryos. The study appeared in Nature on November 20th. Aviv Regev is a founding co-chair of the project. Regev is currently executive vice president and head of research and early development at U.S. biotech company Genentech. She said the work is important in two ways. First, the project relates to curiosity. Humans have long wanted to know what they are made of. And in fact, biologists have been mapping cells since the 1600s for that reason, Regev added. Second, Regev said knowing how cells work is critical for understanding how to treat disease. Cells are the basic unit of life, and when things go wrong, they go wrong with our cells, first and foremost, she added. Fundamentally, these studies tell us how tissues, organs, and humans are built, said Muzlafa Hanifa of Wellcome Sanger Institute and Newcastle University in Britain. Hanifa was a member of the project's organizing committee. Scientists are focusing on certain organs. They are mapping the jobs of cells in the mouth, stomach, and intestines. They are researching cells that guide how bones and joints develop. They also are exploring which cells group into tissue, where they are found in the body, and how they change over time. The high-resolution, open-access atlas is considered a first version. The scientists say they hope it will help researchers fight diseases that damage human cells. The current cell map not only shows many types of human cells, it also shows the relationships between cells, said Dr. Timothy Chan. Chan is a cancer expert at the Cleveland Clinic who was not involved in the project. Chan said the Atlas Project is a deep dive into human biology that is sure to help identify and treat cancer cells. Scientists are also creating other atlases that could show more about the foundations of health and disease in specific parts of the body. For example, researchers working on a brain atlas are seeking to understand the structure, location, and function of the many types of brain cells. A new gut microbiome atlas is meant to show the collection of microorganisms in the intestines. Those organs play important parts in digestion and immune system health. I'm Ana Mateo.
Dubai in the United Arab Emirates is known for its tall modern buildings rising high above the desert. But an unusual animal from Argentina, the Patagonian mara, can be found there too. The animal, like a rabbit, has long legs and ears and a body larger than most other rodents. They have been found near the Al-Qudra lakes, which are usually home to gazelle and other desert creatures found in the Emirates, or UAE. How they got there remains a mystery, but in the UAE, exotic animals have ended up in the private homes and farms of the wealthy. The UAE's climate change and environment ministry and officials in Dubai did not answer questions from the Associated Press, AP, about the Patagonian maras. But one estimate suggests that as many as 200 could be thriving in the area of the Al Marmoon Desert Conservation Reserve nearby. Few dead maras have been found. An AP reporter found at least 5 maras on a recent visit to the Al-Qudra Lakes, a wide desert area 40 kilometers south of Dubai. On another visit, the reporter saw several packs of the animals, including one mother still nursing a baby. Al-Qudra is at the end of a long bicycle path. It is popular in the winter months. Campers and others come to enjoy the outdoors in the cooler weather among the area's lakes. Some of the lakes have been engineered into shapes like a moon, two hearts, or as an advertisement for Dubai's Expo 2020. The Patagonian maras first appeared publicly in 2020 during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. A request for information on their sightings was first published in an issue of the Dubai Natural History Group's monthly newsletter. Volunteers described seeing them in Al-Qudra and on Saadiyat Island near the UAE's capital of Abu Dhabi. This large rodent is a common species in zoological collections and undoubtedly found its way out from captivity, wrote Jackie Judas, who has long studied mammals in the UAE. They can regularly be seen sleeping or eating grass in the middle of roundabouts at Al-Qudra. It can possibly survive in highly modified habitats with tree plantations, lawns, and ponds, Judas wrote. Those words describe the environment found at Al-Qudra and are probably the reason for the mara's continued survival. But temperatures in the UAE regularly reach 45 degrees Celsius in the summer, making it a difficult environment. The number of maras at Al-Qudra suggests that they are breeding. Patagonian maras mate for life, and females can get pregnant only a few times a year. They can give birth to 1 to 3 babies at a time. In Argentina, the animals can be hunted and eaten, their fur used for rugs and blankets. The Patagonian maras eat plants and are no threat to humans. There are few animals that might hunt them at Alcudra. Arabian red fox do live and hunt in the area. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.
An international group of scientists has been studying how the structure of the universe has grown over the past 11 billion years. These researchers recently announced findings about how gravity behaves at a very large scale. What they found supports a prediction physicist Albert Einstein made in his 1915 Theory of General Relativity. The findings are part of a years-long study of the history of the universe that has focused on dark energy. Dark energy is an invisible and mysterious force that is accelerating, or speeding up, the ongoing expansion of the universe. The study's researchers used a year of observations by the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, or DESI, at Kitt Peak National Observatory in Arizona. Gravity is one of the universe's fundamental forces. Einstein's theory linked space, time, and gravity. The theory holds that large amounts of mass and energy curve the structure of space-time, influencing the motion of whatever passes nearby. Dragan Hutterer of the University of Michigan was co-leader of the working group that examined the data from DESI. Hutterer said, "Einstein's theory of general relativity describes the motion of massive objects in a gravitational field that they create. It is one of the most successful physical theories that we have." But the announcement in 1998 that the universe's expansion was speeding up raised doubts about Einstein's model. The discovery of the accelerating universe led to suggestions that maybe general relativity needs to be modified, Hutterer said. The new DESI findings revealed gravity is behaving as Einstein predicted that it would. Scientists say the Big Bang event 13.8 billion years ago began the universe, which has been expanding ever since. They say experiments show the expansion was actually accelerating, and dark energy is a possible cause. The new DESI findings focused on the growth of what is called the cosmic structure. It dates to when the universe was about 20% of its current age. This cosmic structure has a direct connection to the large-scale organization of matter. Galaxies, galaxy clusters, and even larger galaxy superclusters form a cosmic web or connected networks with large areas of space existing in between. This structure results from the gravitational pull of matter throughout the universe. The new study was based on DESI observations of almost 6 million galaxies and their centers, dating back 11 billion years. The DESI scientists in April released the largest three-dimensional map of the cosmos. They announced findings suggesting that dark energy may not be an unchangeable force. Instead, it might change over time. Those findings focused on a specific behavior of galaxy clusters. The new research expanded what is known about that behavior. Mustafa Ishak Bushaki of the University of Texas at Dallas was a co-leader of the working group. He said, "Our DESI data shows that it is in agreement with Einstein's theory of gravity, but still favors a dynamical dark energy, and finding these simultaneously is new. The universe includes ordinary matter, stars, planets, gas, dust. It also contains dark matter. Dark matter is invisible material that might make up about 27% of the cosmos. In addition to that, scientists also believe there is dark energy which might make up 68% of the cosmos. Dark energy is responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. The physical nature of dark energy is at present unknown," Hutterer said. The new findings appear to support the current standard model of cosmology that includes the theory of general relativity. The DESI working group involves more than 900 researchers from more than 70 organizations worldwide. It is overseen by the U.S. Department of Energy's Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. The new research was published in the Archive online database before undergoing the process of peer review. I'm John Russell.
You just heard this week's science report. Now, John Russell joins us to talk a little more about it. Welcome, John.
Hi, Mario. Thanks for having me on the show.
In this story, you mentioned the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, DESI. Can you talk more about it?
DESI is based at Kitt Peak National Observatory. It is supported by the Department of Energy, Office of Science.
What is DESI capable of doing?
The National Science Foundation's NOIR Labs says that in really good conditions, DESI can examine a new set of 5,000 galaxies every 20 minutes. The DESI system has around 5,000 robotic positioners that point DESI's eyes at exact sets of galaxies to take measurements.
What an incredible project.
Yes, it is quite amazing.
Thanks for coming on the show again, John.
You're welcome. See you next time.
And now it's time for the lesson of the day on the Learning English podcast. My name is Andrew Smith, and I'm joined by Dr. Jill Robbins. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Andrew.
Our lesson is based on our video series, Let's Learn English. The series shows Anna Mateo in her work and life in Washington, D.C. Here's Anna introducing herself.
Hello, my name is Anna Mateo.
Today's lesson is going to be a mix. We'll teach you some useful expressions, explain something we call logical connectors, which are special words for connecting phrases, and we'll revisit the present perfect tense by focusing on the word since.
And we're basing all of this on Lesson 15 of Level 2 of the Let's Learn English series. You know, Jill, we've talked about the present perfect several times in these podcast lessons.
That's right. We've talked about it ever since we looked at Lesson 48 from Level 1 of the series. but it's so important. I think we should talk about it again.
I do too. And we use the present perfect a lot in English. So it makes sense that we are revisiting it. We use the word since to refer to a specific time that something began in the past, but is continuing now.
Let's hear the example from Lesson 15 of Level 2. Anna and her friend Penelope are doing a kind of exercise called speed walking. You keep one foot on the ground at all times, but you try to move as quickly as you can. You swing your arms in a special way, too, that looks a little like chicken's wings.
It is a little funny looking. Let's listen.
Penelope, even though we both love speed walking, can we slow down a bit?
No way. I think because I'm walking with you, I'm walking faster.
Come on, Penelope. Let's take a break. We've been speed walking since 8 a.m. You're so competitive. You even wore your medals.
You brought your trophies? You're out of shape. When we were little girls, we could speed walk all day.
Hey, wait for me. You know the speed walking rules. If both feet leave the ground, it's running. You ran.
Did you hear when Anna used the word since and the present perfect tense? Here it is again.
Come on, Penelope. Let's take a break. We've been speed walking since 8 a.m.
We should also remind our listeners that the word since actually has two meanings. Informally, it can mean the same thing as because.
Right. Like we could say, since it's getting dark outside, we should go home.
Anna wants a break from her speed walking and gets some advice about exercise from Penelope.
Whew, that was great.
Wow, Penelope, you're still really fast. Since I've been working in an office, my speed walking has been much slower.
You are slower, Anna. Maybe you should hire a personal trainer.
That will be great, as long as the trainer understands speed walking.
Try this company. After you fill out an online application, they will match you to the perfect trainer.
As soon as I get home, I'll do it. Thanks.
Hopefully the trainer will help Anna in her speed walking. But let's listen one more time to an example with the word since and the present perfect tense.
Since I've been working in an office, my speed walking has been much slower.
Here, a listener might get confused and think Anna is using the word since to mean the word because. But in a situation like this, where there seems to be two possible meanings, the speaker is probably just talking about what happens after a particular time. If they are not talking about time, they will usually say the word because, if that is what they mean.
Listeners, we know that might be a lot to understand. The good news is you can always go back and listen to that explanation again.
Yes, you can. That's a good idea. Okay, now let's hear what happens to Anna when she meets her new personal trainer.
Hi, are you my trainer?
If you're Anna, then I'm your trainer, Alaskan Owlbear. Because I'm from the Alaskan wilderness, I'm skilled in all outdoor activities of the wild.
That's great, but what about speed walking?
Speed walking? That's funny. Since I've been living in the city, I've combined wilderness training with a city workout. I call it Call of the Wild Parkour.
Okay, but seriously, when do we speed walk?
Your application did not say how funny you are.
No, but it did say that I'm a speed walker. Did you read it? Forget it. We'll have to cancel.
Why?
We can't train today because it's too cold and too windy.
No way. No pain, no gain. When you exercise in really cold weather, you feel alive.
Really? Because right now I just feel cold.
You're so funny, but seriously, after our training, you will be ready for any extreme physical challenge. Let's get started. Anna, even though you're trying really hard, you're really bad at Call of the Wild parkour!
And if you're wondering why Anna's trainer makes that extra sound when he says parkour, it's because in the video, he's imitating a wolf, a wild animal.
Anna is not happy with her new trainer because he's not helping her with her speed walking. Instead, he tries to teach her parkour, which is running, jumping, and climbing over objects, usually in the city. However, he does say that Anna is trying hard. And this is where you can hear a logical connector with the words even though.
Anna, even though you're trying really hard, you're really bad at Call of the Wild parkour.
We use the words even though to connect one statement with another unexpected, surprising, or contrasting statement.
For example, I might say, even though it's cold outside, I'm not going to wear my jacket.
And now, here's a few more expressions from Lesson 15 of Level 2. Anna's trainer says he is skilled in all outdoor activities in the wild.
We can be skilled in or skilled at something. To have skill or be skilled means to be very good at doing something. We can use the preposition in or the preposition at after the word skilled.
Another expression Anna's trainer says is, no pain, no gain. That means if you don't work extra hard and maybe feel some discomfort, you will not make the changes and improvement you need. This phrase is used a lot when we talk about exercise and getting in good physical shape.
There's one more kind of connecting phrase we can hear in Lesson 15 as well. Listen to Penelope and Anna again.
You are slower, Anna. Maybe you should hire a personal trainer.
That will be great, as long as the trainer understands speed walking.
When Anna says, as long as, she is not talking about time. Instead, the phrase, as long as, means we want something only if certain conditions or other situations happen. In this case, Anna only wants the trainer if he helps her with speed walking.
Well, let's see if he does ever help her.
Anna, even though you're trying really hard, you're really bad at Call of the Wild parkour.
I'm bad at Call of the Wild parkour because I don't want to do Call of the Wild parkour. I'm a speed walker. It's what I do. It's part of who I am.
Why didn't you say something?
I did. Several times. You thought I was joking.
Now I understand. Anna, I can help you. If you follow my advice, I'll put the speed back in your speed walk. Go, Anna! Go!
At the end, Anna does get the help she wanted.
And we hope you've gotten the help you wanted by listening to the lesson of the day.
And remember, as long as you keep listening and studying, your English will keep improving.
And even though it can sometimes be difficult, try to speak English as much as you can.
Remember, no pain, no gain.
That's right. Well, we've come to the end of today's lesson. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Andrew Smith.
That's our show for today, but join us again tomorrow to keep learning English on the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Mark.